Welcome to the Social Expedition. Fueling your digitally social experience. Produced by LunaWeb, this is show number 52, November 25th, 2010. And hey, what do they call it? Turkey time, right?
Yep.
Are those faux turkey? I heard there's tofu, tofurkey.
That's been around for a while.
Yeah? I didn't know that it existed.
It's
have you ever had
soy
it?
Soy or something. No, I haven't. And I actually don't eat poultry, but I don't stoop to tofurkey. I just reconcile myself with not eating turkey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, not turkey, not fake turkey. Is there any meats that you, Thanksgiving meats that tickle your fancy?
No, but you know, my family was a little worried about it. They were like, well, what can we get for you, you know, that you'll eat? And I was like, there's going to be so many side dishes, I don't think I'm going to go hungry. And that's what I really like about Thanksgiving anyway. You know, the stuffing and the potatoes and... You know, I could.
She's a northern girl.
I could take the
dressing down here.
All right.
All right.
Well,
just so you know.
But I'm making the sweet potatoes with some amaretto. And that's pretty southern.
Beer is global, or whiskey, or liquor.
But the sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes are pretty southern.
This is true.
So you know, in the dressing and celery, I'm not into the celery thing either.
Just some turkey and cornbread. You know.
One more question on the what is it? Dressing.
Dressing.
Dressing. Okay. And the other word is stuffing?
Stuffing. And then you'll also find, and I know this from, you know, Food Network, which I watch all the time, but the South is actually the only place that really makes it with cornbread. Other places make it with French bread.
Well, this is definitely cornbread dressing.
I mean, that's totally the way
that we have. So.
I've never had the French bread dressing, but that is how people outside of the...
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's delicious. My mom makes it actually with sausage in it, but she makes a little special batch for me that doesn't have sausage in it.
I have had andouille dressing, and
I bet that's delicious.
What's that Mexican sausage? Why can I not think
chorizo?
Of it? Chorizo dressing, which is my favorite dressing. Chorizo dressing.
I know, and I don't
chorizo
even need
dressing.
It.
You should know that
in a turkey.
No, chorizo in substitute of turkey.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Great. You know, in Mexico, that's what the turkeys are. They're little chorizos running around. They go gobble, gobble, but in Spanish.
Right.
Yeah. But they're
what is
pigs.
Gobble in Spanish?
What?
How do you say gobble in Spanish?
I don't know, but you know, it's
funny. Goble, goble.
Goble, goble?
Gobleo, gobleo.
And if they're doing a lot, then it's goblissimo.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, this is the Social Expedition.
Oh, yeah. Not a Food Network show.
Yeah, but that was a little Social Expedition across the border.
Oh, God, I love the Food Network.
Me too.
That was a little Social Expedition across the border.
Absolutely.
Momentarily, you know. But I did find out something. While we're on that topic, did you know that us gringos, that the social networks that we tend to indulge in are a little bit different than our buddies over to the South? And so, like MySpace... is still very popular Hispanics, as well as what was the other one? High Five. You ever heard of it?
High Five. Haven't heard of that one. No.
It's kind of nuts and boltsy, kind of MySpacey. It's more like it's closer to MySpace than it is Facebook, and that's real popular there as well.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're thinking about marketing to reaching out to the Hispanic market, there are other social networks to consider, and a different way to go about it altogether. In fact. I was hoping that Dominique, that her presentation that she submitted for BarCamp a week and a half ago. Yeah, because it was all about marketing to the Hispanic market. So, but oh well, it didn't happen. But I certainly look forward to having maybe a one-on-one conversation, or maybe we have her come out here and that'd be great. She'd make a nice guest. Now, have you looked at the new layout of MySpace? You know, they changed the design and all
not
that.
Not since 1999, Dave.
Oh, well, it could be the next back channel. It could be the next, you know, back channel as far as, you know, a place to go that's not mainstream. You don't think so?
I'm not a big fan.
I think everybody needs a back channel.
I'm not really sure MySpace is the place for that.
Really?
I'm going to do a back channel, you know.
Yeah.
It's probably not even going to be... a social network, you know?
Like, oh, yeah.
You know, if I'm going to do it online, it's going to be something like a blog platform or something
like
that I don't tell anyone about. It seems strange to try to interact with people on like a social network like MySpace with a back channel where you pretend, I guess by back channel you don't identify it with your actual identity.
Yes, yeah, place, you know, on this like a side street, something that's not mainstream, it's not running down Main Street, it's not front and center, it's not, you know, someplace where it's kind of dark and shadowy and you can go vent, you know, without repercussion.
This is a very interesting
Maybe
concept.
You should get a journal and a pen.
But this is no good.
Because no one sees it.
Yeah, you the venting, the back channel thing, you know, somebody, you got to have somebody to commiserate with.
I'll call my mom.
Just post anonymously on, you know, blogs and things.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
you still
my
want
problems.
An identity associated with it.
I think back channels, it is a need. I think societies need back channels.
I had a blog one time, but it was Penelope something, and that was my back channel, but it never went anywhere because I have nothing to say on the back channel.
Interesting. At some point, you know, it seems like some of these social networks initially were back channels. Their popularity increased and increased, and then they became mainstream. And now it's like, oh, you wouldn't dare say these kinds of things, these back channel-y type things in the mainstream. So anyway, that's just one of those things I think is always going to be constant. You know, you get a good back channel, it becomes very popular, and then all of a sudden it's not a back channel anymore.
You remember Zanga? Now it's coming to me. Do you remember Zanga? It was a blogging platform. That was my back channel when I was like in college. I remember this now. It just occurred to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you do for a back channel before there was the internet?
You can talk. You could talk to people without it.
Right, you know. And you still could, and that's probably more trustworthy than you could be putting it up there on the internet.
I am on a passive-aggressive kick this week, and I'm in protest of it, but you could be passive-aggressive. That's a way
Wait,
to...
so now I'm rewinding everything you've said to me today.
No.
So
far. No. Okay. I'm fine today. I've had my coffee.
Now, there's a lot of the passive-aggressiveness out there on the...
on the internet, yeah.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. People haven't found their back channel. That's the problem.
Because we're all so polite and stuff. So what is going on out there right now? We're getting into the holidays. We've got, you know, Thanksgiving coming up.
Black
the
Friday.
End of the year. Oh, yeah. So Black Friday.
Which is Friday. At 3 a.m., 4 a.m., whichever you may choose.
Midnight, I heard. Some places.
Some places, yeah. It just depends. I saw some commercials last night that were starting at 3 a.m. I guess some... I mean, why not just stay open? Well, I guess it's closed on Thanksgiving.
My question is, who... goes. I'm not sure I've ever like actually talked to someone that like stormed the doors of Walmart and actually went and did it. Like, why? How much of a sale could it be?
Oh, there are some incredible ones. And I say this as if I know from experience. This will actually be my first year participating, so I'll come back with a report, or I will come back dead. Either one, but still, I'm
talking
gonna
about
it
coming back dead. No. Seriously, I saw some. It was an ad, and they were calling it this a 2-for-1 special, whatever they had. They called it their doorbuster. And I thought, that's not a very good name.
That's what people are doing. You know? There have literally been reported deaths in these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
People getting trampled.
Yeah. So how can social media come to the rescue here on this whole trampling?
It can't. They're crazy. They go to Walmart at 4 a.m.
Social media is not
and trample each other. No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure Facebook or Twitter or anything can help.
It is the
avenue. Craziness that is Black Friday.
Well, we need, you know, this thing's getting posted on Thursday, right? On Thanksgiving. Maybe sooner, possibly. So maybe we need to, like, to chime in, like, have, you know, people that are listening to chime in with some ideas. Because somehow, social media's got to help with this, with some of this stuff. Like, either, I don't know, sharing where the specials are or letting you know how long the line is. You know, checking in. I don't know. There's going to be some stuff.
There actually is. There are several Foursquare deals out there for Black Friday. I actually have a list right in front of me. So I'll just cover, like, you know, a few. One of which is at Sports Authority, which there is one here in Memphis over there at the new shopping center near 240 with the new Target.
And Poplar and 240?
Poplar and 240, yeah, right there. So there's one right there. Anyway, you can check you can tweet your check-in at Sports Authority and possibly be randomly selected to receive a $500 gift card. It'll be announced over the PA system.
Really?
Yeah.
This brings up an interesting point.
Okay.
You say that you've got to tweet your check-in. Mm-hmm. You see, I think there's going to be more of that. Because right now, see, I don't tweet my stuff.
Yeah. No, I
when I check in. But and so there's no value of me checking in to the merchant because I'm not letting all my friends know that I'm there. So I think this tweeting your check-in thing, that's a key thing that more and more merchants are going to become cognizant of and require for the discount.
Very clever, because they probably realize that most people that are savvy enough to be on Foursquare are probably on Twitter. I have very few Foursquare friends, not that I'm super, I'm not Rachel. I'm a Foursquare.
Now, are you more of a Gowalla girl or what?
No, I'm just...
She's not there.
I'm just not checking in.
I've been talking to people about this lately, and people just aren't a fan yet. And that's fine. I just jumped on that bandwagon early, so why get off, you know?
They want to know why.
Yeah, they do want to know why, and I do not have those answers. I am not a politician. I cannot make one up.
I'm sure if I spent some time on it. You know, when I spent some time on Twitter, I couldn't see what I needed to be on Twitter for until I was on Twitter for a while. And then I was like, I'm addicted.
Right.
And I'm sure the same thing would happen if I, like, made a commitment to Foursquare.
I'm glad you brought that up as far as Twitter goes and how the similarities are. Because really, the objections that you hear about these location-based service check-ins are the same, almost the same exact things people were saying about Twitter.
Who cares?
Yeah. Who cares?
Why do I need to know what you're doing every 30 seconds of the day?
Someday you will.
I think right now with the LBS, with the check-in thing and the discounts, I think it's been pretty easy. Mm-hmm. It's like most places offer you a discount. And if more and more people are doing it, then there will be more and more discounts for a while. And then I think it'll kind of taper off. You know, we'll see deep, deep discounts, these deep Black Friday discounts every day of the week until there's so many people doing it that it's no longer profitable to do that. And then they'll kind of tune back. You know, but right now, being an early adopter kind of really gets you some good deals.
Agreed. Speaking of.
Yeah.
I didn't finish my list.
Okay.
So Toys R Us. So if you have any children, nieces, or nephews, the first 3,000 users to check in nationwide receive a 15% off discount. And that's applied towards a future purchase of $150 or more. But just so you know, you also get a badge, which I'm all about.
You get a Toys R Us badge?
Yeah. Badges are fun.
So I was checking in at the Exxon station up in Tipton County, where my dad and I were. We were waiting on some barbecue for my mom to make some barbecued tacos. Now
the Exxon?
What's that?
They make barbecue at the Exxon in Tipton County.
Next door. It's good stuff. It's Sparky's Barbecue. Anyway, so I was explaining Foursquare to my dad, and I got the same thing. Like, okay, why are you doing that, son? You know. But then I got to show him my badges.
And he was proud.
And like a proud father.
Proud father. Yes, it's like, you know, Boy Scout honor.
So then he was asking about, he and a buddy of his, they have boats. He said, so you can become the mayor of this gas station? I was like, yeah. He goes, so I can become the mayor of my boat. I was like, yeah. So he says, can I become the mayor of my buddy's boat? I'm like, mm-hmm.
Did you tell him he could have a badge for being on a boat?
Well, that's when he saw my boat badge.
Okay.
For on a boat. And that's how we got off on that.
Okay. Good deal.
But he really liked the idea of becoming the mayor
of boats.
Of somebody else's boat.
I think as a unit, Foursquare raises a lot of questions. But if you take it apart and you segment it a little bit, there are some really appealing traits there.
Yeah. I mean, you had somebody else become the mayor of your backyard, right? Or your porch or something?
Actually, Libby did for, you know, a day.
And okay, then you ousted her.
Yeah, but I do say that anyone who becomes the mayor of my back porch can receive a free beer. She got a free beer, but...
Have you sent that deal into Foursquare?
She's only had one.
It shows up, although homes don't show up on Foursquare anymore. So
nor will they accept specials, so it's just sort of a...
Oh.
That's a shame. People could set up, like, really cute...
They really could.
...specials for in their houses. Of course, strangers would see them and it'd be awkward.
Yeah, but it is a policy at my house.
Now you say the homes don't show up anymore?
No.
No. They've taken them off of the list so that, like, if you were in this area, you wouldn't see anyone's condos or houses that were around here. You would only see businesses, restaurants, etc. Oh, okay. So anything that has been categorized as a home is not for public view. But you can search it. So, like, if I know someone has called their house around here, like, Mi Casa, mm-hmm. I can search Mi Casa and it'll pull it up. And then I can check in there. But I need to know what it's called.
Right.
To pull up someone's private residence.
Huh. I hadn't heard that, because I swear just the other day I saw somebody on there and said, like, Mimi's house or, you know, Pawpaw's house or something like that. Because I know you can create a venue anywhere you're standing. You can create one.
Mm-hmm. They might not have listed it as a private residence or as a home.
I created one in the moonlight out in this field.
Really?
And then I became the mayor.
How poetic of you, Dave.
The mayor of moonlight.
Yeah.
That could be your it back just
happened.
Channel.
It wasn't my intention. It just happened.
Mayor of Moonlight.
So is there any more killer things going on with the location thing? Or
you can actually find that list of deals, Foursquare deals, that apply towards Black Friday on aboutfoursquare.com. It's actually the leading story, so it should be there as you pull it up. Last thing on Foursquare that I will say today is if you are flying for the holidays, you can get a badge. It's the TSA badge because of all of this debacle. However, whenever you check into the airport, what you need to do is say, "Don't touch my junk, bro." Okay, so if you shout that when you check
along,
into the airport.
Along with your check-in.
Yeah, check in and then shout out, "Don't touch my junk, bro." I don't even know what
you don't mean like stand there in line and say, "Don't touch my junk."
Yeah, do not yell
not
it.
Not that kind of shout.
You could, mean, but you know.
It's a text that you send along with the check-in.
Yes, yeah. Shout may not be the appropriate word. Anyway, so then you get the badge and the badge says, "Look like you've had your baggage handled. Happy holidays and have a safe flight."
Ba-dum-cha.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
Happy flying.
So all this traveling type stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so don't be texting and driving people that are actually on the road because other people are. And so you got to watch out for those guys. Right?
True. My brother told me yesterday as I was driving him home from the airport. He just got home for Thanksgiving. And I was trying to send out a text and going, "God, I really shouldn't. I just got in a car wreck last week. I really, really shouldn't." I'm fine, by the way. He was like, "You really need this app. You install it and you just like press a button when you start driving and it automatically sends a text back to whoever texted you that said, you know, I'll get back to you as soon as I'm done driving."
Good idea.
Yeah, so like that person will get that back and go, "Oh, responsible." You know, and it probably won't be more than 20 minutes. And that person could probably wait. If they really needed to talk to you, they'd call you.
But if I didn't know about this thing, I would think that you just, as you're going down the road, you just texted me that you will text me when you get done driving. I won't know that it was an automated response.
It probably has something like a signature, like this sent by.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Come buy our stuff, you can have
yeah,
this
exactly.
Too.
I'm sure that it promotes yeah. the app or something like that in the text so that you know it's some mm-hmm. kind of company or device. Anyway, I'll get the name of that. And put it in the blog notes, but I don't know it off the top of my head because he just told me about it yesterday.
Also in the blog notes, we can add a URL to this app, or at least the name of this app. I don't remember the name of it, but I did tweet about it the other day, that shows you different Black Friday deals in your area on a map with little push pins type of thing.
All right.
So there's that. So imagine for Thanksgiving, a lot of people are going to be explaining to their families how to set their privacy settings on stuff like Facebook and mm-hmm. what is Foursquare and what's Twitter and what does it look like. I imagine there's going to be a lot of social media education going on. So it can be a little difficult on a phone, you know, to show somebody.
Oh, okay. So,
like, you know, college kids come home for the holiday and their parents go, "So you're on this Facebook. I miss you while you're gone, you know. I want to be on the Facebook," and then the kids help them set up the Facebook, and they're not sure if they've got the internets, but they've got the Facebook. And
yeah, my mom and I, we've already got the, we're going to have the privacy settings discussion on Facebook. She's going to log in.
Very cool.
And we're going to kind of walk through that, check it out. She's now on Facebook.
See, I won't set my mother up on Facebook, and it's not because I don't want her there, I don't want her seeing any of my stuff. I just don't want to hear from her every 2 days with a question about how Facebook works. That's what happened when she got an iPod. Every 2 days, it was, "How do I do this with my iPod?" And I just got so
you know,
frustrated.
My mom's on Facebook, and she's not very tech savvy at all. And she's been there for about a year or so. She actually, surprisingly, I mean, I guess it's just pretty intuitive. I don't really remember. A, because I was a little tech savvy whenever I was at that point, but I think she'd be fine.
She's got some things down. She is a fantastic Photoshopper. She can Photoshop her way out of a paper bag. Like, she's amazing. But, I mean, she can turn that paper bag into something beautiful is what happens. But she can't anything else on the computer.
Interesting.
She still uses dial-up AOL.
Well, we've got, you know, a client or two that still uses AOL.
I know it.
You've got mail.
Does it still say that?
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
I think it does. You
know, that's almost vintage. You've got mail. I don't know not much on the social side yet, but you know, navvies that speak to you in your car,
mm-hmm.
that tell you, you know, to take the next right or whatever in half a mile. This is the killer idea. Whoever does this is going to make money. I'm just throwing it out there, and maybe it's something that we take to the Launch Memphis's 48-hour launch It's kind of like a startup weekend thing in January. And that is, if you need some kind of some little add-on app that you can put on your phone or whatever, you know, a handheld navvy thing, so that when you miss the turn, it'll do stuff. It'll slap you around. It'll say stuff like, "You knucklehead, dumb Abe, punk. You missed that turn. Turn around." It just, like, cuss you out. And charge, like, $4.99 for it. People will pay for it. And they will be dying to get their buddies in their car to go drive down and miss turns and do stuff like this just to be cussed out.
You think so?
I know so.
People want to be cussed out bad?
I'm taking bets.
You go for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it'll be. I mean, if you're gonna have one of the top selling apps out there is a fart app that's gonna make flatulent sounds and it just really take off.
True. Oh, he's got a point. There are a lot of men with smartphones. Yeah. You're onto something.
So what did you want to have? Like, "Oh, darling, you missed the turn."
Some of them start to sound pretty annoyed. But speaking of apps.
Yeah.
For the holidays, I would just like to throw out there that if you are traveling at all and or going to a mall, you might want to look into the app Point Inside. I believe it's available. I know it's available for Android, and I think it's available for iPhone, and it's free. And it has maps of most major airports in the country and a lot of malls around. It's got Wolf Chase and another mall here, one that's kind of south of Memphis.
Hmm.
I can't. It was on the map, but I don't know what mall it was.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have Oak Court, but it does have the airport, and it's really cool because you can kind of look and see what food options, what shopping options are available in the airport and where they are.
Does it show you where the bathrooms are?
Yes, and it also shows you if there's Wi-Fi, how much the Wi-Fi costs. So if you know you're traveling somewhere, you know, later, you can go ahead and check, see if they've got Wi-Fi. You know, if you want to get lunch at the Atlanta airport, you can pull that up. You can download the entire map of it. Figure out where you want to eat, where there's Wi-Fi, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's a really neat app. It's called Point Inside, and it is free, and I highly recommend it for the holiday season.
So what about those, being an ex-smoker and having been through airports those days, does it show you where the smoking areas are? I just have to know.
I would bet so.
Because those folks that are jonesing for those butts, they need to go have one. So we don't, like, beeline it for the the smoking area. I like the way they have them with the... They're just all glass in.
Windows. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can see people dying in front of you. Yeah.
Like the zoo. Like, oh, and here's the people willingly killing themselves. All right, and here.
Look. Oh, wait. They're going to be flinging poop. Bump.
Oh, man.
So also, hey, while you're out there traveling, don't joke around with the social networks about any, like, hijackings or any bombs or any of that kind of stuff. They take it real serious.
It's not funny,
they
guys.
They should. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very serious thing in the airports and around the airports and in regard to airports and flying, and I just wouldn't recommend it.
And the way things are going, next year they're going to get you even if you think about it. Whether it comes out of your mouth or you tweet it, you just have that thought.
Well, when we have those computers in our head... Publishing all the thoughts that we think.
Yeah.
It's true.
Then the TSA will be out there massaging your gray matter.
I mean, they can already see us naked in the scanners. Good Lord. Have you guys seen the pictures? I mean, there's examples of what it looks like. The scan comes up. I mean, just naked. Just naked people.
I actually haven't seen any of these yet, but I'm curious now.
It's pretty outrageous.
I mean, I knew that's what the deal was.
I wasn't really that outraged about it until I, like, saw these pictures and, like, kind of read more about it, you know, because it's for our safety, but how far are we going to take it? I mean, where do you draw the line?
I really disagree with a lot of all that. I think it's a bunch of faux stuff that's made to make a lot of willy-nillies feel all cozy and stuff. And really, these people that are out there, there are masterminds who this is nothing.
Well,
it's like saying, or the line in the middle of the road is going to keep you from going into oncoming traffic.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Well, I have segue here. I've got one other piece of really interesting government-related news. The FCC is looking into making 911 services compatible with text messages and streaming video. This is cool. Think about the way people communicate now, and then think about if 911 had those capabilities. For instance, you could make a 911 call without the fear of being overheard. You could document video and send it directly to 911. I mean, they don't necessarily have the funds to just be updating these systems every time new technology comes out, But this technology is well enough established and people use it enough that it makes sense to utilize it to save lives. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a really, a very insightful development that the FCC will be working on to make 911 response a little more tech compatible.
Interesting.
I thought it was. I thought it was really cool.
I know there's been some cases of some 911 type of situations where people were seeking help on Twitter for, you know, being in a particular situation, stranded, or
where they can't say anything,
just had an accident. Just as far as being able to reach somebody, you know, or reach somebody that you know who can reach somebody that cares. Not to say that law enforcement doesn't, but there's some situations that they may not be so anxious to help you out in. They may get there after the fact, you know, 20, 30 minutes later, where, you know, other means may get you help quicker. So
I think it's very...
That's interesting.
Forward thinking of them. So yeah. I'm happy about that. And I guess we should wrap it up, guys. You know,
happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Enjoy Thanksgiving. Your food.
Happy Eat Thanksgiving
Enjoy
back.
Enjoy your people. Enjoy
Does
your people.
Does anyone know that's from?
Hmm?
Happy Thanksgiving back. Does anyone know that's from?
No that's idea. A movie?
It's from a movie. It's actually from You've Got Mail, since we were all net.
Oh.
Anyway, sorry.
I said something like You've Got Mail, and somebody said, "Oh, like that movie." And I went, "Well, actually, it's like the message you got on AOL,
right?" Which is where the movie title came from.
Exactly, but he didn't know that. He didn't think it was. He thought
it's
they
a,
made
it's
it
an
up.
Incredible movie. It's one of those staples I've always had.
But it's a really old concept. Just the message You've Got Mail.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear it anymore. So some people who caught on email a little later didn't know it was a real thing. They thought the movie had just made it up.
You don't see Meg Ryan much anymore either.
Well, no. She had a lot of plastic surgery and her face doesn't look quite right.
Oh. A little bit too much maybe, huh?
Bless it.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Happy Thanksgiving, Meg Ryan. We love you.
Thanks for listening.
The Social Expedition Podcast is produced at the offices of LunaWeb, a Memphis leader in web development and social media, online at lunaweb.com. LunaWeb is a full-service web agency meeting Memphis's online needs since 1995. Our theme music is The Year Before the War by Eric Maskell, available online at ericmaskell.com. For more information about the Social Expedition, including links mentioned during the podcast, visit socialexpedition.com. Thanks for listening.